RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
Dr. Guy Hatchard is an international advocate of food safety and natural medicine. He received his undergraduate degree in logic and theoretical physics from the University of Sussex and his PhD in psychology from Maharishi University of Management, Fairfield in Iowa. He was formerly a senior manager at Genetic ID, a global food safety testing and certification laboratory. And we've asked Guy on RCR again to talk about the proposed use of a methane bolus for cows, a slow-release pill that continues to work for 6 months to reduce methane emissions by Ruminant Biotech. That's the company. Before we talk with Guy, have a listen to this from ruminant emissions expert David Seymour.
They say you can't have it all, but I'm thrilled to be here at Ruminant Biotech, where they're developing boluses like this that go into a cow and release a very special and secret compound that reduces the cow's methane emissions by 75%. It's a real win-win because we can keep having steaks and dairy products but have three-quarters less methane emission for all the people worried that maybe cows are going to change the climate. It's a business made here in Parnell, true Kiwi, lots of really smart people in chemistry and veterinary science and doing cool things to solve one of our biggest challenges. Just goes to show science is awesome and is the real solution to our climate challenges.
So there you go, Guy. Welcome. Science is awesome. And there he is, what you don't see because that's audio, there he is standing in his white coat with his protective glasses on in a lab doing the cell job. First question, should a minister of the crown be happy talking, doing a sales pitch basically for this product that will maybe end up in the stomachs of ruminants, lowering their methane emissions by 75%. Should he be doing a sales job like that, Guy? We don't vote him in for that, do we?
Oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's the main problem.
Okay. And there's that.
Look, this is, you know, if you go to Ruminant Biotech's site and try and find out what this secret compound is, it's a synthesized compound. They describe it as a kind of as a synthesized natural organic product, which is about as close to an oxymoron as you can get.
Could you just say that again? Sorry, one more time. Synthesized what, and what?
A synthesized natural organic compound, which is, you know, a contradiction in terms, an oxymoron. It's, you know, these biotech products, they generally come with contaminants because of the way they're manufactured. And the actual synthesis changes the molecular structure of these compounds. And it's just a simple, putting this into the food chain has unanticipated consequences that have simply not been investigated in the time that's available. You know, as I say, there's the veganism has never looked more attractive if this is going to go into our cows.
Yeah. Right. He talks, it's interesting because that pitch there, I'll go back to describing it as that because it sounded just like a pitch to me, is that wasn't any belief in any climate change. This is a window dressing exercise for markets. So there are no principles here, are there?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, this is a close collaboration between the New Zealand government and a private company, which is then going to roll out a product. And why are we doing this? I was watching Jacinda Ardern talking, and she is still talking, on the New Zealand situation, pointing out that really we're already doing our bit. 80% of our electricity comes from renewable sources. And we're a clean, green country. Why are we turning to our cows? You know, ruminant animals have been roaming the earth since the year dot. They're not the climate.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? And why are we, this is going to be rolled out. There's going to be nothing identifying the fact that this has gone into cows when we get our final milk or food products. And there's not going to be the testing for safety. And it'll all be rolled out under the banner of substantial equivalence. And what do we know about the animal health? I mean, look, we all have digestive systems and we all know how sensitive they are. You just have a bit of a wrong food or something that you're not used to, or and then you get a real upset tummy. There's not going to be much supervision of animal health here. They're going to have this big pill the size of a potato, which continues to give off this synthesized biotech compound into their digestive system for 6 months. This is, this is our prime New Zealand product. This is, cows produce, one of nature's miracles. And how they do it, no one really understands. No one understands the whole chain of how a cow's digestion works.
Well, if you're inhibiting 75% of it potentially, I mean, that's most of it.
Well, we don't know what they're doing because this is all secret as well. It's a secret, as David Seymour emphasized. It's something really special and really, really secret. Now, we're going to be putting things into cows and they're going to be affecting the end product of cows. And we don't know what it is. And he's happy to go along with that. This is kind of, this is what happens under biotech deregulation, basically. I just think of the rapid growth in cancers and ill health among the young as our staple foods contain more and more additives, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotic residues, processing aids, vaccine residues, chemical pollutants, and synthesized ingredients. And here's one more. And fast-tracking, this project is being fast-tracked by the government. And this is what biotech deregulation means here. They're going to fast-track things that are going to go into our food supply, and they're not going to tell us what they're doing. They don't want to label them. And they're basically just playing a game, really.
Well, I have it here that the government has funded this project with $7.8 million. And as you just mentioned, expected to be fast-tracked for use 2025. So that's next year.
Yeah.
So the government's funded it, and then they have the ability to fast-track what? Something they've funded? And who gets the patents?
Well, I don't know. I presume it's
with... I know, but that's the question, right?
I presume it's with this private company. One doesn't know.
So we fund them into a patent...
I don't know the
earning stream,
the funding agreement. It's
no, but we need to ask this because we've learned that patent chasing is everything in this area. And if the taxpayer is funding a private company into holding a whole bunch of patents that gatekeeps the entire dairy and beef industry,
in my opinion, these patents are worthless because they're patents on poison.
Yeah, well said. Surely if the people who are so worried about climate change that they want even the farm animals dosed up to be virtuous or play our part, if it's so great, well, why don't they take these things?
Absolutely. Well, that's next, of course.
And that's what I was heading towards. So why not? Because everybody emits, don't they? There's 8.2 billion emitters on regular basis every day. Well, now we're talking.
Well, we're moving into a different kind of age, aren't we, really? This is an age where the government, this is government by biotechnology, where the governments are just going to tell people what they have to do. Did you catch there was an article yesterday where the Starmer administration in the UK has signed a deal with pharmaceutical giant Lilly Corporation, that's the biggest pharmaceutical corporation in the world, to inject the unemployed with weight loss drugs to get them back to work.
Oh, dear.
This is where we're going.
Well, even if you're not overweight.
Well, who knows? Yeah, but it is really happening. They've signed a deal. The Lilly Corporation agreed to invest £280 million in R&D, research and development in the UK. And the government has given them a deal where they will buy Mounjaro, which is their particular weight loss drug, to be injected into the unemployed. And they're rolling it out now in Manchester, which is a big section of the UK economy. And the idea is that Health Secretary said that the unemployed are holding back the UK economy, which needs to get moving.
Well, they'd make a human version, wouldn't they? Slightly, probably chocolate-coated.
There'll be people working on this. This is the crazy thing, you know. We talked about three projects going on around the world. There are thousands of people working on projects like this, funded by governments. And, you know, this is, you know, it's a madness on a scale that we just can't even begin to comprehend, actually. And it's all being fast-tracked, approved. It's being funded, publicized, and approved by governments. They're just barreling on with this, and we're just coming off the back of the biggest biotech disaster that you know, unimaginable biotech disaster. You know, a disease and a vaccine that just, you know, decimated the world's economy.
Yeah,
affected people's health. And we're doing this? I mean, this is madness.
It's like Monty Python. I know the strap line for the human version of the product. You want to hear it?
Yeah, go for it.
You'll never fart again. All your money back.
Well, actually, it's not that you'll never fart again. You see, your farts will apparently be reduced by 75%. It's a very precise thing.
Okay.
Does it get rid of the smell? That's the thing.
I mean, they're working on that too.
Maybe, you know, maybe those reduced farts will be really awful.
With the new charcoal filter. Or the woolen filter that the guys in Auckland are making for NASA. They could be repurposed.
Where can you make a stand in this ridiculous thing? You have to ask yourself. This has to stop. You have to stand up and be counted on this one.
Yep, holus bolus.
Yeah.
All right, Guy. Good to catch up again. Thank you.
All right, Paul. You take care.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.